This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
8:16 on Radio 1. Sorry it's a minute late, but it's Laura's diary. Laura has actually lost her phone and therefore couldn't find her sister's number. Luckily, I had it in my phone, so it's all fine. Have you really lost it?
I don't know. Not like,
you haven't done a Scott Mills. No. Lost it. You just misplaced it.
Somewhere.
Right. Good morning, yeah. Mary.
Good morning.
It's over there.
Oh, sorry.
It's on the sofa there.
How'd your weekend, Mary?
It was superb, thanks.
What'd you do?
I was at work.
Did you see any boys?
Might have done.
Yeah, okay, good.
Did you?
Right.
Are we moving on?
Here's the next bit of Laura's story at 8:17.
31st of August, 1998. Dear Diary, I've decided there's only one thing I can do, and that is to make Ben change his mind. I've
Why?
Booked a...
What?
I don't know. I've booked a hair appointment at Harland's to get my highlights done. I'll buy him presents, and I'll do that thing that he's been wanting me to do for ages.
What?
I'm going to be the best girlfriend ever.
What was the thing that he's wanted you to do for... Can you say that?
I don't want to know.
All right, cool.
Ever.
Right.
Gross. I'm a woman with a mission, and time is my enemy.
Please.
He means far too much to me to lose him now. The thing that upsets me most is that he's willing to give up everything we have, everything we've shared together, just so that he can snog some cheap tart during Freshers' Week, guilt-free.
This is because Ben's going to dump her because he's going to uni.
Wants to be single.
Yeah.
To think that I sacrificed the whole of my first year at uni for him makes me sick. Snogging Alan doesn't count, because I only did it because I was missing Ben.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's allowed. Yeah, because you were missing him.
Yeah.
It was an act of love. With Alan.
I need advice from someone a bit older and wiser. There may have been something obvious I'm not thinking of, and it's always good to get another perspective. I can't ask my mum, because it would gross me out too much, and things were a lot different in the olden days. She's going to kill you. So I've decided to write to Melanie C.
Right. So you want advice from someone a bit older and wiser, so you've written to Melanie C.
Yeah.
You were a big fan of the SGs, weren't you?
I was a massive fan, yeah.
Right.
The SGs are always so confident. They are experienced women of the world. And I know they wouldn't let anyone walk all over them.
That's right.
Girl power.
They've probably had loads of boyfriends, so would know exactly what to do in my situation. Mel always seems so sweet, and all the other girls go to her for advice, so I don't think she'd mind too much if I asked her.
Seriously, you've swallowed a copy of Smash Hits, haven't you? You really have.
I had a Spice Girls book, and it told me all about them.
Okay.
Profiles.
Mm.
You're like 18, get a life.
Yeah, it's not like you're 13 at this point.
Right.
You're like my age.
And imagine being this much of a sap now, Mary. Think about it.
What a loser. I've got the address of the fan club, and I know that they always pick up their mail, so I'm going to do it. I know she'll be able to help me. Love, Laura. P.S. Wood pigeons are so annoying.
Right. Fourth of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Melanie C. writes back. What do you think the chances are of that? They pick up all their mail. More Laura's Diary tomorrow morning at 8:15. Thanks, Mary.
Cheers, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris Moore, your show. Scott Mills, because
Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. Look, everyone, it's Billy Piper.
Hello.
Hello, you all right?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Nice to see you.
I haven't seen you since 1999.
99?
Yeah.
I was going to go 98,
yeah.
But 99's good.
Can I just say, I'm really sorry. I think, no, it might have been 98. It was my first ever Top of the Pops, and I did you the most rubbish introduction ever.
What
for
did
Honey
you
to
say?
The Bee.
Oh, really?
It was awful. I had to say...
Shocking.
I didn't write it. I had to say, Honey to the Bee! to the Top of the Pop studio, it's Billy!
That is bad.
Were you sober?
Remember that little dance you used to do?
Yeah, I used to do that all the time, that dance.
Did you?
It was part of every routine.
Now, you spoke to Chappers, didn't you, when he was playing some, what, cricket?
I was playing cricket.
With your ex-husband.
Oh, so you do remember. There you go.
Because I'd never
in the
seen
airport.
You before. And I said to Chris, is he good looking? He sounds good looking.
Right.
And he said, yes, you were.
Did he really?
And he is right.
Oh.
Seriously, that's made his life.
I'm just going to sit back for the rest of this. I'm more than happy.
He is right.
Now, you did that kind of showbiz thing whilst he was on the phone going, yeah, of course I'd love to come on the show. You didn't really want to, did you?
No, I've always wanted to come on this show.
Have you?
Yeah, I just haven't. Yeah. I haven't been given the opportunity.
It's just a coincidence that your book's out this week.
Yeah, it is. It's funny that it's almost like the inside of a golf in here, isn't it? The lights and like the, you know, the dash in a golf.
Yeah,
it's kind of those, that kind of 80s lighting. It's slightly pinky purple.
Yeah.
I like it.
Do you? In an 80s kind of way.
Yeah.
So, your autobiography is coming out. You're going to be signing some books this week, aren't you?
I'm signing books all week, all over the country.
Going back to Swindon?
I'm going to Swindon tomorrow.
Oh, I bet you used to go shopping in Asda, didn't you, in Swindon, with your mum or something?
Yeah, I still... Yeah, all the time. That's where I used to buy my...
weird signing books, isn't it? The checkout.
Ten Lambert and Butler, I used to buy
myself. Are you worried, because I don't know whether you saw the pictures in Heat magazine last week.
Oh, God.
Are you worried that no one will turn up?
Oh, no.
Did you see the pictures of Paul Burrell?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Five people.
Five
people, and some of them were there to laugh.
It's my biggest fear. It is. Can you imagine? All lined up, your Sharpies, your stickers, your stationery, ready to go, the bouncers, and no one.
Tumbleweed. Just nothing.
Not a sniff.
Now, we were just kind of discussing what your finest pop moment was earlier. Now, I think it is Honey to the Bee.
I think because I want to, really. Or because we'll...
This is amazing. For a first record.
Amazing!
No, because you say in your book about they wanted to find the new Madonna, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What was her first record? Lucky Star. Rubbish. Because we want to.
Oh, I love you.
Do you know what I mean?
That's very sweet.
And this one, which I don't really remember.
Oh, this is my favourite.
The one that doesn't speak also loves this one a lot.
He knows all the words.
All of them.
This one.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Disco.
Is that your favourite one out of all the ones you did?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Day and Night was good as well.
Day and Night was a bit of a corker.
Good video.
Yeah. Not bad.
Do you miss being a pop star?
No. Not at all.
Why?
Because it's really hard work and it's kind of... I don't know. I think if you wake up with the voice of Mariah Carey or you have to play instruments, then being a pop star is great. But if you haven't got... If you're a bit of a charlatan like I was, it's just a bit taxing, I think, and it's kind of mad. And it's changed, hasn't it changed?
Or has it changed?
It's changed.
It's not like the olden days, is it, Billy?
It's not the same. Heady days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Late 90s.
Yeah, they were. You were tired, emotional a lot.
I was tired, crying all the time. I know.
We were trying to kind of work out earlier. I think there's been three stages of your career. There was the kind of like really like cherubic, squeaky clean 15-year-old girl from Swindon, the pop star. Then you got drunk a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
Wrecked.
Pictures of you in the supermarket wheeling out a trolley of wine.
Every day. Once a week.
Scott's still on that stage.
I am. I'm moving on to phase three, though. I'm going to become a successful actress in no time.
Work with it.
Did you get drunk all the time?
No, not all the time, but quite a lot. No, well, you also did very normal, kind of slightly boring things as well.
Like what?
Oh, like, well, actually, it wasn't boring. Like, you know, just cooking, cleaning, gardening, those kind of things, which actually was quite therapeutic at the time.
Didn't clean yourself, though, did you?
No. That's one thing I failed to clean.
Did you not wash?
Oh, no, I did wash. Of course I
washed. Scott, you can't ask that.
Oh, it says in the book she didn't change her undies for 4 days.
It's
right there in print.
What's wrong with that?
You know when
did you do that one way round, then turn them round, then inside out, and then back round?
Yeah,
that's 4 days.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's 4 days.
Spray a bit of tweed on them, make them do another week.
Febreze.
Yeah. Febreze is good.
Febreze. Oust. What else is there? Oust. You know, you don't need five sets of knickers if you've got a house.
That's true.
You heard it here first.
And I mean, is it one a day thing now? Your underwear, or
yeah,
you've moved back onto that now.
No, I'm good at the moment.
Okay, good.
I'm a fan of underwear.
Excellent, it's back.
Finally,
announced.
Radio 1 podcast, The Scott Mills Daily.
0770 756 408. Do you notice how Laura reads by putting her finger under each line?
She does. She goes along. I've noticed that before. It's weird.
Oh. I lose my place.
Right, just keep reading, love. She's coming in soon. Right, Flirt Divert. Who have you met over the weekend? Who have you given the number to? 0770 756 408. Flirt Divert is for giving to people like the ones you're just about to hear. Do not give them your real number. Give them the Flirt Divert number instead. Now check this guy out. He's something special. He is.
Hi there, Holly, it's Jag. Giving you a call. Never ever thought I'd find a girl that actually really liked the Anchorman. So thought I'd just find out if you want to get some cocktails up in you and go to SeaWorld, and just give me a call. You got my number. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Now, he thinks he's found the one, the girl of his dreams, because she also likes the Anchorman. See, when I find a girl that loves Romy Michelle's High School Reunion as much as me...
You'll
I'm
be there. Laughing.
I'm seriously, that's where I'm going wrong. Also, did he say put a couple of cocktails up yet and take you to SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Right, let's say that again.
If you want to get some cocktails up in you and go to SeaWorld and...
Right. Is that a euphemism or what?
If you want to get some cocktails up in you and go to SeaWorld and...
Right. Does that mean something different in Australia?
I have no idea.
Text 81199, I don't know. Maybe some Australians can help. Guess who's back? Back again.
Hey Barbara, it's Kinky Bernard here. You haven't called back and I was wondering where you got. So, I've got a question to ask you. So please call me back as soon as you can. Alright, see you later, Barbara. Bye.
Oh, bless. Barbara's still not calling back because she's giving him the Flirt Divert number.
It's Kinky Bernard here.
I was hoping he was going to call again.
I want to know what the question is.
I've got a question to ask you.
What do you think the question could be?
I don't know.
Do you think that I'm a loser? Maybe. Oh, sorry, Bern.
Poor Bernard.
I know. Oh, he sounds quite sweet. I just want to know what the question is. Hope he calls back. Now, don't give the Flirt Divert number to your flipping nana. Someone has, right? Now, if you listen carefully to this, this person has the Joe Wiley roller coaster ringtone, and nana is calling up to tell the person that her phone is going off. Have a listen.
Hello, Ellis. It's your nana here. Just letting you know that your mobile is ringing.
Listen again.
Hello, Ellis. It's your nana here. Just letting you know that your mobile is ringing.
0770 756 408.
Only a nana would leave that message.
Chris Moore, your show. Scott Mills, cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
And the lovely Billy is
Hello.
With us.
Hello. Hello.
With a fabulous new book called Growing Pains, appearing in a bookshop near you this week. Now, this is Laura, who works on the show.
Hi, I know
Billy.
Who Laura is.
Hi.
Off of the diary.
Off the diary.
And,
Laura's quite naughty, isn't she?
That's an understatement.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Shut up, chopper.
Now, she normally kind of grosses out our guests by asking them really weird questions. She won't do that with you, but just ask away, because you wanted to know about five, didn't you?
Yeah, you see, I used to fancy all of five from abs.
She just got to...
Oh, really? Yeah. I liked abs.
No, I didn't.
Have you heard how he speaks lately?
Kind of like... It's all a bit lispy.
Yeah. Where's he from? Enfield or something?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I used to fancy them all, but like you said that you wouldn't go back to ever being a pop star, right? Yeah. So what do you think about Richie and...
I've heard this, he's doing...
He's getting back together with
they're
five. Only they're four now.
Four?
Mm.
What's their name? Five?
Mm.
Weird.
I know.
Well, you know, each to their own.
Do you still talk to him?
I don't. But I think it's probably... I mean, everyone's getting back together, All Saints.
Yeah.
Take That.
Yeah.
So it might be all right. And yep. actually, their songs were good.
They were
good. I did listen to their songs even though I was going out with one of them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had very blue eyes,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, unbelievably blue.
Were they contacts?
No, those were real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, a little bit too much eyeliner sometimes, I noticed.
Sometimes.
I bet you could never get in the bathroom when he was around, could you? Did he ever borrow your makeup?
No. Oh. No, I borrowed his. Okay. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. He doesn't wear makeup.
Now, Doctor Who.
Yes.
Loved it.
Thank you.
Even though I don't get sci-fi at all. You were very good, right?
Oh, thanks.
I don't get it.
I didn't get sci-fi until right. I started.
Did you watch any of the old Doctor Who?
No, I didn't see it at all.
Because the old stuff, I just don't get it at all. Unbelievable.
It.
What's that about? Then I watched your one, I was like, oh, maybe I do like Doctor Who now.
Maybe I do understand sci-fi.
Yeah, it's not really sci-fi, but it's kind
of... Well, it is.
Yeah.
But it's sci-fi and it's domestic. Domestic sci-fi.
You just made that up, didn't you?
No. I've been saying that for weeks. Hoping that people ask me a question about being domestic as opposed to sci-fi, because it really freaks me out when I have to answer those questions.
So you never used to like sci-fi, so maybe I could get into it at some point.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Have you seen Torchwood?
They love Radio 1 down there.
Do they?
Yeah, we always listen to it in the... Well, I'm not there anymore. So
in the TARDIS.
In the TARDIS. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's always playing in the TARDIS.
What about Torchwood? Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's so good. I went down there to see the... there was a screening of it last week. Did you see it last night?
No.
My flatmate
is raving on about it.
It's really, really good.
Right, why is it good?
Because it's just, it's fun and
you're talking
sexy.
To two non-sci-fi fans.
We watched Prime Suspect last night.
Oh, that was also very good.
It was, wasn't
it? Apparently, wasn't it? I couldn't believe it was Penny that did it.
Oh, you've done it again.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen it.
That's very good.
Anyhow, Torchwood. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's very good, but Torchwood is great as well. It's fun. It's just the right laugh. It's very slick, very sexy.
A bit saucy in places, isn't it?
Very saucy. Mm. I love that.
A lot of people have been on.
A
lot of people on this morning going, I wish I hadn't watched it with my mum on the
yeah.
text.
Yeah. Oh, I hate yeah. that when that happens.
I know. You watch it, it's like, oh, I don't want to...
No, I know. I got this film out once and it seemed quite, you know, quite straight or, you know, down... It was very straightforward, I thought, when I saw it on the shelf. And then it all started getting heated. It was with my mum. There's lots of sex. You know, it all got a bit out of control. That is incredibly embarrassing. And you just pretend you have to go to the toilet.
La, 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 la.
Yeah. I'm just going to go and make some toast.
Now, you're still good mates with Chris Evans, aren't you?
Yeah.
I don't know whether I'd be able to do that, really. How does that work? Because I don't generally keep in touch with my exes.
No, as a rule, you don't. I don't know, because I always used to think that was slightly odd as well when people stay mates. I always thought that's a bit strange. But in fact, it really works, so... I don't know, we get on exceptionally well, and I think that's all it's about, really.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Laura is, like you, an author now.
Yeah.
And she's developed a kind of author-type fringe and some glasses to make her look a little bit nerdy, but she looks nice, doesn't
do
she?
Do I look like an author?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
yes,
you been
do.
Practicing your signature for all these signings?
Yeah. I'm going to go with just Billy, because the Billy Piper thing might...
Kisses?
Yeah.
Definitely a kiss.
Don't do Billy Piper, your arm will really hurt by the
yeah.
end of it. Presumably, more than five people turn up.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like Paul Burrell.
Apparently, there are these wrist supports.
You need to get one of them.
I'm definitely getting a wrist support just because it sounds fun.
I want to see that. I want to see that in Heat Magazine.
Definitely want a wrist support.
Now, Laura's got her diary coming out as a book very soon.
Yeah.
Not doing that well. You're doing much better than her at the moment on the Amazon chart. But
oh, really?
Yeah. I know. Unbelievable. Who'd have thought it?
I'm at about 2,000. You're at about 30.
Have you got any tips for Laura? Because obviously you're an author now.
Always have a pad and a pen. a dictaphone.
Yeah.
What about
that's
if nobody...
About it, really.
I think people are more likely to turn up for your signings than they are for mine.
Possibly.
Let's hope so.
How rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
I'm not talking
I
to you.
Laura. I didn't mean it like that. Laura, I love
your book was good.
I thought you were going to throw the book at them for a minute.
I didn't mean it like that. like that.
fight.
She's water.
I hope people do turn up. No. She's left.
Seriously, it's easy to upset her. It's fine.
Maybe she's gone to the tea machine. Do you want another cup? Well, we could ask her for another cup of tea for you.
Fetch me a tea.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the sensation that's sweeping the nation. It's week two of Hoffmania.
Hoffmania.
And here's your host, David Hasselhoff.
Hoff a doodle doo, people.
Morning, David.
Good morning, Scott. Another week, eh?
Yeah.
I can't believe this quiz is still on the air.
I can't believe you turned up after the weekend, to be honest.
Don't worry, listeners. Annie Mac will be on soon.
Yeah, shut it. No Joe Wiley today?
Nope.
Where's she?
Too much Pinot Grigio.
Really? What'd you do at the weekend, Dave?
I got a DVD out and had a quiet evening.
What'd you watch?
Baywatch. It's very good.
Yeah, it's quite good, isn't it? Ooh. Who'd you watch it with?
Moria Stewart.
Really?
Didn't get anywhere, though.
Really?
That surprises me.
She's normally well up for it, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, the newsreaders love it, don't they?
They do.
All of them.
Yeah. I actually saw Pamela Anderson on TV at the weekend.
Doing what?
She's looking a bit rough these days, isn't she?
Yes.
Do you think?
Yeah, a bit.
That's right.
She's quite old now, isn't she?
She's over 40, I think.
Well over 40. How old are you, David?
I have no idea.
Right.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Right. Today on Hoffmania, what do they have to do?
Today on Hoffmania, you need to identify this mystery voice.
You know, you're just wet and cold all the time.
Who is that?
That's really hard.
I'm not sure I even know the answer to that one.
If lines are busy, call later, but do call Hoffmania now!
08700 100 100. That's the number you need.
Keep calling.
08700 100 100.
What's the prize, David?
Today's prize is $25,000 cash!
Is it really, though?
No.
Right.
Totally made that up.
Okay, what is it, then?
A copy of my new autobiography, Making Waves.
Seriously, this show is just one big promotion for you, isn't it, David?
Buy my book.
Breakfast shows aren't meant to be used to plug your book.
Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book. Buy my book.
Shut up.
Buy my book.
Call now.
Buy my book.
08700 100 100. If you want to be on Hoffmania, tell us who this is.
You know, you're just wet and cold all the time.
Call now.
08700 100 100. That's the number you need. Buy my book.
Shut up.
Buy my book.
Shut up.
Buy my book.
Shut up. Call us now. You could be on Hoffmania next.
Hoffmania.
Have you met the Hoff?
No, but I'd really like to.
Yeah, he is amazing.
I want to touch his hair.
I know. He came in.
Have you touched it?
You put your arm around him, didn't you, for that photo?
Yeah, put my arm around his leather jacket.
He looks a bit like Lovejoy, I think. It's the same outfit in the video that Lovejoy wears. It's the leather, it's the jeans and the white T-shirt.
Uh-huh. He loves it.
And he's got the same haircut as Lovejoy.
Right. You've really thought about this, haven't you?
The photo online, Scott looks a bit like his son.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh. Me and the Hoff. Billy and Laura are now friends again after the slight problem there.
It was touch and go.
And they're swapping acronyms now.
Oh, yeah.
Someone on the text just said it was your TOTM, which apparently means time of the month. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Very accurate.
What was your one?
Billy said, do you know M-E-I-J?
M-E-I-J. It's when you've been naughty of a night and you wake up next to someone and you call your friend and say it's an M-E-I-J, which means major error in judgment.
Love that.
I've never heard that before.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Hoffmania on Radio 1.
Hoffmania.
Remind them of the prize, Dave.
A copy of my new autobiography, Making Waves.
Which is an amazing book.
Buy my book.
Shut it. There goes the phone straight away. Hello, who's calling Hoffmania?
Hiya, it's Susan in Edinburgh.
Hi, Susan in Edinburgh.
How are you?
Very good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Having a good day?
Good actual morning.
Not too bad. Hello, Mr. Hoff.
Good actual morning.
How are you?
Ça va bien, merci.
Ah oui.
Buy my book.
I will do.
Do you love the Hoff, Susan?
I do love the Hoff. I have a blog website thing, and I've got all the lyrics to the song posted on it.
Have you? Did you buy it?
I did. I bought it off iTunes.
Perfect. How old are you?
I'm 21, Mr. Hoff.
Good actual morning.
You've been a bit flirtatious this morning.
Yeah, he loves it.
That's right.
Tiki tiki.
Okay, Susan, who do you think this is?
You know, you're just wet and cold all the time.
The guy at Razorlight, the lead singer guy.
Johnny Burrell.
That is the one.
That's a really good guess.
Well, thank you.
It's completely wrong.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Susan.
No problem.
Remember, the Hoff loves you.
And I love the Hoff, too.
That's right.
Very modest of you, David.
Hello, who's calling Hoffmania?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Jay.
Here's another contestant.
Yeah, right. Who is that?
Jay.
I thought you were Darren.
Nah, he's just got off, like, to get some sandwiches, so he's just giving me the phone to speak.
Right, so he calls up Radio 1 to play Hoffmania.
Nah, he's here now, he's just coming right back. Do you want to speak to him?
Yeah, please, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Darren.
Hiya, mate, you alright?
Seriously, when you're about to play a quiz on Radio 1, don't...
Go out for sandwiches.
Go and get some sandwiches.
No, what I do, I'm like a little delivery guy, so I have to drop them off.
Well...
Why, do you want some chatters?
Do I want some? Yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually. Yeah, that'd be very nice.
Hey, I do better sandwiches than Thingy on Chris Moore's show.
Thingy? Longman?
Yeah, Longman,
How do you know? Have you ever tasted one of his sandwiches?
I haven't been down that
way. There we are, then. You don't know that, do you? I'm annoyed with you for going off the phone.
All right, sorry, mate.
Yeah. During Hoffmania.
Today on Hoffmania, you need to identify this mystery voice.
What's you know, you're time? Just wet and cold all the time.
Who's that, Darren?
I think it's Ashton Kutcher.
You know, you're just wet and cold all the time.
That's a really good guess.
It's a good guess. You think it's Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, because he's on the show last week with Edith.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
It's right!
Is it?
Yeah!
Yay!
You've won a copy of David Hasselhoff's autobiography, Making Waves.
Cool, nice one.
A copy of my new autobiography, Making Waves.
Oh, God, I can't read.
Yeah, I can believe it.
I've got somebody to read it out to me.
You are?
I've got somebody to read it to me.
It's all right, Darren, it's got some pictures.
Nice one.
Thanks for playing Hoffmania.
Cheers, chap. See you later.
Bye.
Remember, the Hoff loves you.
Love him too.
That's right. See you tomorrow, Scott.
What are you doing today, Hoff?
I'm just going to hang around with Annie Mack.
Really?
That's right.
Does she know about that?
Nope.
Do you think you should tell her?
Nope.
She's quite pretty, isn't she, Annie Mack?
Yes.
But you were saying to me earlier, she does remind you of somebody.
Yes.
Who's that?
Maria Stewart.
See you tomorrow, Hoff.
See you tomorrow, Scott. Hoff Mania! Woo! Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills,
cause Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1. Are you singing to the jingle?
Yes!
Radio 1.
I always do it. I love the jingles on Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know. Here's another one for you. The Chris Moyle
Show. Brilliant.
Are you sure we can't tempt you into a world of pop?
Again.
Come back, please.
Oh no, you're not playing the whole thing. Oh God.
Can you still remember the word?
No.
No.
Selective memory.
Well, they're all doing it. Five are doing it. All Saints are doing it. Please come back. The world of pop needs you.
No, it doesn't.
Upper Street.
Have you not heard about that?
No.
It's a band, which is an MTV program. It's called Totally Boy Band. And it's people from
911.
Yeah, and Dane Bowers.
Yeah.
And
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
And Bradley from S Club. They're all in it.
I saw a little clip of that yesterday. It looks all right. Is it good? They're called Upper Street.
Mm. Yeah, because that's where they hang out.
What, in Islington?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice name. Now, would you go back to Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Would you?
I think I would, yeah.
Yeah?
Not for a while. I think, you know, it's time to give other people a chance. And then but if they'd called me and said, we're doing this kind of show, would you like to come back? I'd probably say yes.
Okay.
I saw you the other day saying how jealous you were.
Oh, I know. I do get incredibly jealous, and I shouldn't be saying this, really, because it's really unfair on Freema, who's amazing and brilliant, but it's my issue. It's me not being able to cope with the fact that it's still going on.
What can't you cope with?
I don't know. I mean, I can cope. I'm just, you know, I just get jealous. I don't know why.
Why?
Well, because I miss it and I love it. And, you know, and it's still going on. I have all these, like, secret spy networks in Wales that keep me informed with what's going on. And I still have subscription to the magazine. And, yeah, I'm obsessed.
You big geek.
I know. I'm such a freak.
Now, if they were going to... There's rumours of a film as well, the Doctor Who film.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Gotta do that, surely.
That
if
would
that
be amazing,
up.
But I don't know if it's just a rumour or whether it's the real deal, but yeah, of course.
Wouldn't there be a big battle for who would be Doctor between David Tennant and Christopher Eccleston? If
there might be. I think David might get asked first.
Right.
Yeah, but not for any reason other than, you know, he's the current Doctor, and which means that I might not get asked. I'm just assuming I'll be asked. Well, of course.
Of course I'll be in it.
No, of course. It might probably be Freema that's asked. Oh, God, is messy.
Sorry.
God.
We just talked you out of that job, haven't we?
I know.
I've got a couple of questions from our listeners. Sophie in Colchester says, what other acting are you doing at the moment?
I've just finished Sally Lockhart, which is this Philip Pullman adaptation for the BBC. That comes out at Christmas. And then Mansfield Park, the Jane Austen novel, which I've just completed. That will be out next year.
Right. Is that period drama?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't get that either.
What?
Oh, I don't get that.
Will that be Sunday night, 9 o'clock, BBC One kind of thing?
I think so. Not Mansfield, because that's on ITV.
Oh, right.
But that's, yeah, I play Fanny Price.
Do you?
Yeah. Right. Okay. You said Fanny.
You said Fanny.
Tell me you're not wearing one of those frilly outfits with up to the neck. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Really not good for the figure at all. Actually, the Sally Lockhart is fine. Mansfield Park, you have this, like, empire line right underneath your bust, and you look huge, basically. Pretty big.
Right.
Large.
I feel like I'm wearing one of those daily.
Right under your breastbone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sci-fi, period dramas, don't get it. But I'll watch it, because you're on it.
Well, I'm glad I came on. Glad I came on. I don't like period drama. I don't like sci-fi.
No.
Goodbye.
I'll watch you, innit?
But he did like Honey to the Bee. So you're all right.
I love that. Another one here. What do people say to you in the street? That's from Laura. Who is in Swindon and is going to come and see you.
Oh, hello, Laura in Swindon. What do people say to me?
They don't sing to you, do they?
Yeah, they do, because we want to.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, lots of people ask me about my TARDIS. I got that at Borough Market this weekend. I said to the guy, can I have a lamb shank? He went, we're not doing lamb shanks, but maybe your TARDIS will magic you back to a world where there are lamb shanks everywhere.
Wow.
I was like... Oh, he was really sweet. I shouldn't be taking the mic out of it.
Was he a butcher?
He was a butcher.
All right, just checking.
Do you ever feel the need to go?
I do. I laugh like it's hilarious. Because
yeah,
I just thought, you know, yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, I imagine. And rude if you don't laugh. So I do. I kind of pretend I've never heard it before.
We also, we promised we asked this question earlier. Remember Neil, the guy from earlier?
Yes. Yeah.
He wants to know, what's Cher like?
Cher's amazing. She let me try on her ring. As in the singer Cher.
Yeah.
He's
a big fan of Cher.
Oh, she's great.
And it's in your book that you met Cher. You're quite impressed by that, aren't you?
I loved Cher. Cher was so cool.
Limp handshake, though.
Yeah.
It's
sparrow.
Like a wet fish, isn't it?
It's all a bit sparrow.
Yeah.
I feel... I don't like those kind of handshakes at all.
Just be firm, Cher.
Firm. Break my wrist. You know, that's what you want.
Oh, listen, come in again and see us.
I will. I'd love to.
Promise?
I promise.
Very good. Thank you very much. Billy.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.